The writings of the Apostle John are most interesting. And I was reading this week in my Bible the third chapter of Revelation. And John is writing about that. And in the third chapter, verse 20, he says about Christ. Christ says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me." The Lord Jesus at the door. Now, of course, there's the door of conversion. And there's the door of consecration. And there's the door of communion and many other doors. But why this word is... has its priority in conversion, it has to do with other things. And the Lord is at our door today. And he's looking for communion. He wants to sup with you. And he wants you to sup with him. And that's the whole meaning of this table spread. That we might open the door and sup with him and he with us. He might hear his voice. Why don't we hear his voice? Because we're not listening for it. Why don't we hear his voice? Because we have disobeyed it and he no longer speaks. Oh, that we might hear his voice. Yeah. And then if you turn back to the last chapters of John, John's Gospel, you have a most interesting narrative concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is about a man called Thomas, one of the disciples. And after 8 days again, for the first time the Lord appeared, Thomas was not with the disciples. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be unto you." The last time the Lord came, which was the first time from his resurrection, Thomas was absent. But this time he's with the disciples a week after. And the Lord says, "Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands. Reach thither hither thy hand and thrust it into my side. And be not faithless, but believing." But if you go back to verse 24, it says, "Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, 'We have seen the Lord.' And he said, 'Except I see in his hand the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe.'" The hard-hearted absentee. The more we absent ourselves from the communion, the table, the harder we will become. But thank God, if we're always at the table, we'll always see his wounds. And as the old Puritan said, "I need every Lord's day to look on the wounds of Jesus. They're the best protection for every day of the road, Monday through to the next Sabbath." And that's what we're here to do. And we can put our finger on the nail prints when we take this bread. And we can put our hand into the riven side when we take this cup, and our absentee presence or non-presence will be taken away. And the Lord will say to us, as he said to Timothy, to this man, what did he say? Be not faithless, but believing. May we really believe as we take the supper now. Amen. Some brother will lead us in prayer in thanksgiving for the bread.